Perhaps I should not have been a fisherman, he thought, but that was the thing that I was born for. I must surely remember to eat the tuna after it gets light. Sometime before daylight, something took one of the baits that were behind him. He heard the stick break and the line begin to rush out over the gunwale of the skiff. In the darkness, he loosened his sheath knife, and taking all the strain of the fish on his left shoulder, he leaned back and cut the line against the wood of the gunwale. Then he cut the other line closest to him, and in the dark made the loose ends of the reserve coils fast. He worked skillfully with the one hand, and put his foot on the coils to hold them as he drew his knots tight. Now he had 6 reserve coils of line. There were 2 from each bait he had severed, and the 2 from the bait the fish had taken, and they were all connected. After it is light, he thought, I will work back to the 40-fathom bait and cut it away too, and link up the reserve coils. I will have lost 200 fathoms of good cattle and cardel, and the hooks and leaders. That can be replaced. But who replaces this fish if I hook some fish and it cuts him off? I don't know what that fish was that took the bait just now. It could have been a marlin, or a broadbill, or a shark. I never felt him. I had to get rid of him too fast. Aloud, he said, I wish I had the boy. But you haven't got the boy, he thought. You have only yourself, and you had better work back to the last line now, in the dark or not in the dark, and cut it away and hook up the 2 reserve coils. So he did it. It was difficult in the dark, and once the fish made a surge that pulled him down on his face and made a cut below his eye. The blood ran down his cheek a little way, but it coagulated and dried before it reached his chin, and he worked his way back to the bow and rested against the wood. He adjusted the sack and carefully worked the line so that it came across a new part of his shoulders, and, holding it anchored with his shoulders, he carefully felt the pull of the fish and then felt with his hand the progress of the skiff through the water. I wonder what he made that lurch for, he thought. The wire must have slipped on the great hill of his back. Certainly his back cannot feel as badly as mine does, but he cannot pull this skiff forever, no matter how great he is. Now everything is cleared away that might make trouble, and I have a big reserve of line, all that a man can ask. Fish, he said softly, aloud, I'll stay with you until I am dead. He'll stay with me, too, I suppose, the old man thought, and he waited for it to be light. It was cold now in the time before daylight, and he pushed against the wood to be warm. I can do it as long as he can, he thought. And in the first light the line extended out and down into the water. The boat moved steadily, and when the first edge of the sun rose, it was on the old man's right shoulder.